Kid News fans, are you looking for your next new adventure? There's a brand new podcast out now we think you and your family are going to love. It's called Mysteries About True Histories. Here's a preview.
From the creators of Who Smarted, Starglow Media, comes a podcast full of mystery, adventure,
time travel and riddles,
and secret
math.
Get ready to listen, laugh, and learn with Mysteries About True Histories every Thursday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Monday, May 6, 2024. And we begin with the ripple effect of a random act of kindness. Last month, 9-year-old Kelvin Ellis Jr. of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, offered the only money to his name, a dollar received for good grades, to a man he thought lived on the street. Matt Busbis looked disheveled for sure. He was in mismatched clothes with his eyes shut when Kelvin walked up and said, "If you're homeless, here's a dollar." According to CBS News, Mr. Busbis actually owns several sporting goods stores, is worth millions, and had just been chased out of his condo by an early morning fire alarm. Struck by Kelvin's generosity, he offered up a shopping spree, 40 seconds to pick out whatever the young man wanted, including a new bike. The store owner says Kelvin restored his faith in humanity. "If you give, you're actually going to get more," he said. "And if we can spread that around, everything changes." An as-yet unproven spaceship is just hours from blasting off to the International Space Station. After years of setbacks, Boeing's Starliner and its crew of two will make its maiden launch from Cape Canaveral, Florida at 10:34 Eastern tonight, weather permitting. A lot is riding on this liftoff. Not only is Boeing playing catch-up with SpaceX, but the company needs a win following several high-profile problems with its passenger planes. Veteran NASA astronauts Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore will dock on the floating lab early Wednesday morning and spend a week running tests in low orbit before returning to Earth on May 15th. The horse race, known as the most exciting 2 minutes in sports, certainly lived up to its name. The 150th running of the Kentucky Derby ended in a dramatic photo finish Saturday with three noses at the wire. After several minutes of delay and debate, Mystic Dan was crowned winner by a whisker. The Derby is the longest continuously held sporting event in the U.S. It survived two world wars, the Depression, and pandemics, including COVID-19 in 2020, when it ran without its usual crowd of 150,000. Caitlin Clark picked up where she left off. She wowed the crowd in her first preseason WNBA game against the Dallas Wings Friday night and scored a team-high 21 points. And while her mad skills have already elevated the game, they may also soon elevate game travel. Caitlin's fever flew into Dallas on your average everyday commercial flight, rather than on the chartered planes that NBA teams typically use. The WNBA says it doesn't have the money for private flights and bars individual teams from footing the bill themselves to avoid competitive advantage. But Caitlin may be the difference maker. It's about safety and player health, sports journalist Jamel Hill posted on X, pushing for a pivot to private. As for Caitlin's take on the issue, hopefully it changes shortly, she told reporters, but for now, it just is what it is. And they're sitting on the dock of the bay in numbers not seen in 15 years. We're talking about the famous sea lions of San Francisco's Pier 39. They've been a steady fixture for decades, but at last count, more than 1,000 of the noisy, whiskered pinnipeds had plopped themselves down. Why so many? And all of a sudden? Food. The Associated Press reports a huge school of anchovies swam in from the Farallon Islands, basically ringing the dinner bell along the way. Their robust return is good news for the sea lions and the health of the bay, and is drawing tourists and locals alike. Fun fact, the very first sea lion to call the pier home arrived in 1989 and was given the nickname Flea Collar because he had a piece of fishing net stuck around his neck. Several hundred of his friends then followed and made it an annual stop on their journey south. There's a live stream for those who can't visit in person. We've put a link on our website. Still to come, a deer and a dog hit the town as a twosome. But first, we want to shout out one of our super fans, Diana Conwell of Riva, Maryland, who celebrated a dozen years of love and laughter on Saturday. We're told her best birthday ever began with presents, a mani, some shopping, and ended with hours of fun with her bestie. Diana, happy birthday from the entire Kid News team. Now, today's Kid News quiz. What's the name of this spaceship scheduled to make its maiden launch tonight? Boeing's Starliner. Which horse won the Kentucky Derby? Mystic Dan in a photo finish. How many points did Caitlin Clark score in her preseason WNBA debut? 21. Why is San Francisco Bay seeing big numbers of sea lions this year? They followed in a huge school of anchovy. In today's Kid News Kicker, sometimes a dog just wants to take his deer for a walk. Those are the words of the Tipton, Iowa Police Department reporting on the unusual duo seen strolling through their town. The post included a photo of a deer and golden retriever walking along the sidewalk side by side. No word where the unlikely pals came from or how they ended up as fast friends, but their day on the town was cut short. All good walks must come to an end. The pair was too close to traffic, officers posted, after rounding them up and putting them in cruisers, adding, "The dog is clearly remorseful, but the deer was muttering something about breaking free and doing it all again tomorrow." Thanks again to the Conwell family of Riva, Maryland, for sponsoring today's quiz. A big birthday shout-out to Diana, and hello to all her friends. Hello as well to our Kid News classrooms, Mr. Madrigal and his narwhals at New World Educational Center in Phoenix, Arizona, Mrs. Philly and her tigers at Saltillo in Saltillo, Mississippi, and Mrs. Shaw and her shamrocks at Dublin in White Lake, Michigan. Thanks for listening. Please check out our website for lots of great free resources, including blogs, worksheets, and links to some of the stories we cover on our podcast. We'll see you back here for more Kid News tomorrow morning.